Hey, spooky friends. It's been quite a while. Again, this episode is not going to be edited or anything because this is just a very quick update. But I wanted to talk to you guys one more time just to let you know what's up. So my husband did get diagnosed with colon cancer, which I said, it's been over a month ago now, month and a half almost. 2 months almost, geez. Anyway, it was a whirlwind. He got diagnosed with cancer, colon cancer, stage 2, and they did a colectomy surgery to remove it very quickly, just a few days after we found out. And then that surgery went badly and almost killed him. And he had a leak in his gut. His colon leaked for 4 days before they figured it out. And then his colon ruptured. They had to go back in, take more colon, and clean out his entire gut. And he spent the entirety of November in the hospital. They admitted him on October 31st on Halloween. And then he was able to come home on November 30th. So he was on life support for a weekend of that after the second surgery. And now he has a port. They put a port in his chest last week. And we're waiting for chemo to start. They want to do 6 months of infusion chemotherapy, and his first infusion will be January 2nd, which is this coming Tuesday. I'm recording this on December 28th, a Thursday. So yeah, the month of November is kind of a blur for me, to be honest, and December hasn't been much better. But he's home, and he was able to be home for Christmas and everything, which was nice. You know, the kids were missing him and stuff, so there's that. And so, yeah, 6 months. So the first 6 months of 2024, we're going to be dealing with chemo stuff. And so next year, my focus is obviously going to be him, supporting him, helping him get better and all of that. So I wanted to come on here and tell you guys that I am stopping the show. I'm going to keep it on my podcast host. There's like a small monthly fee that I can pay to keep the episodes up and available to listen to. So I'm going to do that. And I don't know. It's not super likely that I will come back and pick it up, but I might, you know, I'm going to keep it up available to listen to for that reason, because maybe in a year when my husband is feeling better and health things have calmed down, maybe I can, you know, jump back in, or maybe not. I don't really know. So I just wanted to tell you guys that instead of just like bailing and never coming back on again. So, but I am still in my Facebook group. I'm going to keep that up and running because I just enjoy hanging out with you guys too much. I can't give everything up. Also, I'm going to keep my website up and running, and my mailing address, all that will still be up and running. And who knows, maybe I'll finish the story I was working on, because I was working on one when everything fell apart. So basically, if I have any spooky things that happen, or if I finish a story, I'll post it on the website. It's a blog. The website is a blog. So I'll just post it on that, and you know, you guys go over to the website and subscribe. And then if I post anything, you'll get an email notification that I've done that. It's truehauntings.com. Super easy. The link is always in the show notes. So, although I am going to change the show notes a lot because it's got all my different links and I've killed most of that. I shut down Patreon. I put my Etsy shop on medical leave, sort of. So it's frozen. You can't buy anything from there right now either, because I just don't have the time to do any of those things. And I feel really bad about that. I'm pretty sure for Patreon, I don't think I sent anything out for November. So, or December, I guess. Yeah, I just kind of, had to step away. So I feel bad about that. So maybe in the future I'll be able to do something with that stuff, or maybe not. I really don't know. But I love you guys. I mean, the show was getting, gosh, before I had to bail, we were up around 40,000 downloads a month. So the show is rocking and rolling, and I love hanging with you guys and talking about spooky things. And speaking of that, I did have a couple spooky things happen in the hospital while I was there. I heard some whispers, random whispers one time in the bathroom of his hospital suite, and I couldn't figure out an explanation for that. And then another time I heard my voice, not my voice, I heard my name being said, and I couldn't find a reason for that. And then I found out later that the elderly woman that was in the room next to us passed away that day. So I don't know if those are connected or not, but that was pretty creepy. Oh, and the worst one was, oh my gosh, one night I was leaving late. I think he might have been out of life support. I think he was not on life support anymore. Ventilator was off, all that. And I was leaving late at night, and I felt like a really heaviness on me in the hallway walking toward the elevator. And it felt like, you know, that feeling that somebody's behind you when nobody's there. It was that kind of heavy feeling. And then it followed me right into the elevator, and it just felt heavy. That's the best word for it. Like, I wasn't in the elevator alone. And it felt like despair, sadness. And it wasn't mine, because I certainly felt those things at the time, for sure. But it wasn't mine. It was something else. And then it followed me all the way to the doors of the hospital, but it did not leave the hospital with me. As soon as I was outside, it was gone. I didn't feel that heaviness anymore. It stopped. So I don't know. I feel like that was paranormal, because I recognize those feelings. I know what it feels like to have that heaviness around you. But on the flip side, I mean, I was in a lot of emotional distress at the time, and who can really say if it was paranormal or if it was just, you know, the things that I was having to deal with at the time. So, I mean, there was a good solid four days there where I really, really thought I was going to lose my husband. He was not doing well. So, you know, we made it through that though. And, so I just wanted to tell you guys what's happening and give you an update. And I'll be giving updates in the Facebook group whenever they're needed, you know, whenever something happens that I need to tell you guys about. So like how chemo's going, that kind of thing. So join the Facebook group if you want. Go to the new website and subscribe. And then if I post anything, then you'll know about it. And you know, this isn't goodbye, this is see you later. Because maybe I will. So, and for you guys who listen to these on the way to work, I'm sorry, man. This episode's a real bummer. I hate to send you into work with this energy. So maybe try to listen to something else before you get there. So until next time, if there is one, maybe there will be, I will spook you later.